by Penguin.
Love, Nina. Dispatches from Family Life. Written and read by Nina Stibbe. 55 Gloucester Crescent, London, NW1. September 1982. Dear Vic, it's fantastic here. The house, the street, London. You can hear the zoo animals waking up in the morning. Mary Kay's funny. Nothing bothers her much, except she can't stand having too much milk in the fridge. They have skimmed. Her and Sam and Will all have the same basin haircut. Apart from that, she's quite fashionable. She swears a lot, F and C, and reminds me of Elspeth, but not an Alky. She loves hearing about you lot, so do Sam and Will. They remember everything I tell them, and they often ask about you all by name. Yesterday, Mary Kay asked, "So, is it Victoria who plays the violin?" And I spat my tea out laughing. Honestly, Vic, they're always laughing. I feel so happy here. People come round loads. Some real weirdos. The other night, one of them laughed at my ponytail, very short and a bit sticky out. I saw her reflection in the French windows, pointing. I told Mary Kay later. I saw that woman pointing at my ponytail and smirking. Mary Kay said, "Oh, she's just an idiot, and you're more of one for caring." That's what she's like. Love, Nina. P.S. Who's George Melly? I'm in his room. Introduction. In 1982, at the age of 20, I left my home in Leicestershire to take up a job as nanny in London. I'd not been a nanny before, but felt sure it would be a nice life. And it was a nice life at 55 Gloucester Crescent. The household was made up of Mary Kay Wilmers and her sons, Sam, aged 10 and a half, who had some disabilities, and Will, aged 9. Also, there was Lucas, the cat, who was mostly out, and Alan Bennett, who lived across the street and often appeared at supper time, and other neighbours and visitors and droppers in. Except for missing my sister Victoria, I was settled and happy straight away. Victoria stayed in Leicestershire, near where we'd grown up, working and living in a nursing home. I missed telling her everything every night, however mundane, the explaining of who was who and what he'd said and she'd said and what that might mean. Not that I very often wanted her opinion on anything, nor she mine, but we'd grown accustomed to a nightly confab. If there'd been a convenient phone where she'd lived, these letters would not have been written, because I'd just have rung her up, but there wasn't, so I wrote to her and she wrote back. And there was something nice about the writing of and getting of letters, so we carried on. It occurs to me that if Vic had loved London, as I did, my letters wouldn't have been so detailed, as she'd have seen everything for herself on little trips, either to me or to our brother Jez, who went up to UCL at the same time. But she disliked London and came to stay only once or twice in all that time, and spent those visits twitchy and longing to be home, and not noticing the things I wanted her to notice. These are the letters I sent to Victoria during my first years in London, starting with my arrival at Gloucester Crescent. The letters were often undated, or partially dated. I've done my best to get them in the right order, but this was oddly tricky, and I apologise if one or two events seem to occur slightly early or late. I apologise too for the things I got a bit wrong. Alan Bennett, who we just called Bennett, was never in Coronation Street, for instance, and Jonathan Miller has never been an opera singer, as far as I know. As for spelling, grammar, and so forth, apart from some fine-tuning, these have been left as they were in the original letters. I'd like to thank Mary Kay Wilmers, who, in spite of misgivings, agreed to this book being published. Some names have been changed, for obvious reasons, but most haven't, and I hope the cast will enjoy seeing themselves here. Nina Stibbe, 2013. Part 1. Moving In, 1982 to 1984. Dear Vic, being a nanny is great. Not like a job, really. Just like living in someone else's life. Today, before breakfast...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?